From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 18th. It is shaping up to be a rainy day across the region. Rain already beginning to move into the area. We'll see scattered showers along with the possibility of some thunderstorms developing later this morning into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, breezy and mild. We'll see a high today near 62. Former Vice President Joe Biden has won the Illinois Democratic primary for president, widening his lead over rival Bernie Sanders in an election complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. The virus caused some issues with polling places in Illinois that didn't open and lower than usual voter turnout in some areas. In southern Illinois, Democrat Ray Lindsey will represent his party against incumbent Republican Mike Bost in the 12th District congressional race in November. Lindsey defeated Joel Funk in the primary yesterday. Bost was running unopposed. In the 15th congressional district race on the Republican side, Mary Miller defeated three others to earn her party's nomination. On the Democratic side, Erica Weaver received more votes than three others. Miller and Weaver will square off in November for the open seat because Republican incumbent John Shimkus is not seeking re-election. We have more election returns on our webpage. That's at WSIUnews.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday announced the state's first COVID-19 death, a Chicago woman in her 60s with underlying medical conditions.
I'm deeply saddened to share news that I've dreaded since the earliest days of this outbreak, the first COVID-19-related death in Illinois. The patient was diagnosed with COVID-19 earlier this month.
The latest numbers from the Illinois Department of Public Health show 160 people in 15 counties have tested positive for coronavirus. Meanwhile, at a private DuPage County long-term care facility, 18 residents and four staff members have tested positive. All are now isolated at the facility or at a hospital. Pritzker says that underscores the need of the federal government to assist the states in getting more help with supplies and testing equipment. And the governor is scheduled to be in southern Illinois today assessing the COVID-19 situations with stops in Belleville and in Murfreesboro. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says he will be going after businesses that engage in price gouging in the wake of the corona outbreak. Attorney General Raoul says his office has already received many complaints about inflated prices on things like hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, and face masks. Raoul urges the public to report any cases of price gouging at both local retailers and online to his office via the website illinoisattorneygeneral.gov. Southern Illinois Healthcare is offering drive-through testing for the coronavirus at three of its sites in Jackson, Saline, and Williamson counties. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
Roz Rice with SIH says it's important to know not just anybody can walk up and get tested.
This is not a mass testing site that's open to the public. It's only specifically for patients that have a provider's referral through the SIH COVID-19 hotline.
And that number is 844-988-7800. And Rice adds that fully protected SIH staff will take nasal swabs through their car window. Results should be ready in about 4 to 7 days. To learn more, see our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Well, many community blood drives have been canceled or postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center is asking people for help. Spokesperson Kirby Wynn says the need for blood and blood products never ends.
We want to assure any prospective donor that if you are healthy and well when you come in to donate, that's not going to change as a consequence of blood donation. Our locations, of course, are very clean, and we're putting additional focus on wiping down surfaces and all the hygienic practices that exist in the first place around blood donation.
Wynn says to check the website bloodcenter.org for locations to donate and then sign up for an appointment. Well, weather-wise, today on your Wednesday, it's going to be a rainy day across the region. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the day. Rain beginning to already move into the area. We'll see the potential development of some thunderstorms later this morning and into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, breezy and mild with a high near 62. Winds out of the east-southeast at 6 to 10 miles an hour with gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. That will give way to more or less a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see an overnight low of 61. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.